Brian Thomas. Neither Chrysler nor GM has submitted a plan for restruck Third Sister. Police shot him dead. Brian Thomas, AP Radio News.
Sporting News Flash. That's the latest Sporting News Flash.
1985. Just that you belong. I got mad. Grab a brick. 1985.
Oh, and here we go. It's the live Monday morning morale countdown show featuring the hottest hits on the planet. I'm Master Sergeant Deshaun Woods, Diamond DJ Woody, First Sergeant from the Component Maintenance Squadron.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Jared Fry here with you, and we're going to set the countdown to top 10 hottest hits this week back in 1985.
But that's not all. We'll also recap the hottest movies, the top TV shows, and explore the news events of the time. Plus, you don't want to miss our special request dedication.
All that and more coming up this hour on your Monday morning morale countdown show, the fastest hour of countdown history. So what was number one 24 years ago this week?
Well, Jared, there's only one way to find out. Let's jump on the Countdown Express and shoot straight towards number one. Leading off the countdown is a song that is perhaps the greatest love song of all time. The song recently spent 3 big weeks at number one. Here's the rock band REO Speedwagon. Not Oreos, those are cookies. Their song, I Can't Fight This Feeling, tumbles 6 to number 10.
That was REO Speedwagon with I Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore. 24 years ago, that was the 10th popular song all across the United States. But it actually has more personal feelings for you, huh, Diamond DJ Woody?
Yes, it was. It was a local request to myself during our 6th grade school dance.
6th grade?
Yes.
Wow, I was like 3 years old back then.
11-year-olds, crazy feelings. What feelings were we fighting back then? But it's all good.
Everything's very emotional at that age. Yeah.
Bringing back the memories, that's what it's all about.
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's Diamond DJ Woody playing the hottest hits on the planet from this week back in 1985. And jumping 6 big notches to number 9 is the first song released from the Commodores since their lead singer Lionel Richie left the band. You know, they were formed at the Tuskegee Institute back in the late 60s. Well, here are the Commodores with their tribute song to Jackie Wilson and Marvin Gaye. They were two famous R&B singers who had died in 1984. Listen closely to the lyrics of The Night Shift. You know, Jared, that song won a Grammy back in 1985 for Best R&B Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals.
Well, I can definitely see why. It's a really good song.
It was. That's the Commodores with Night Shift. It was the 9th most popular song this week back in 1985. You know, we're counting down the biggest hits all over the USA this week back in 1985, but before we continue towards number one, Jared, what were the top movie and TV shows back then?
Well, if you're looking at the box office back then, 24 years ago, Porky's was number 5. And then an odd transition to the Care Bears movie. I don't know how you go from Porky's to Care Bears. But then it gets weirder because then it goes to Friday the 13th, Part 5. And I think they're still making Friday the 13th movies nowadays.
Part 17.
Part 17, yep. And then you got The Mask, which I absolutely love. Jim Carrey, Cameron Diaz, a great movie. And the number one grossing, over $10 million. And debuting at the top, Police Academy 2, their first assignment. Absolutely hilarious movie, I think. I remember 3 of those. I don't think they went any further than that. Over on TV, you can see number 5, you got 60 Minutes. Number 4 was Dynasty. 3 was Family Ties, The Cosby Show, which I used to watch all the time as a kid. And then the Academy Awards, which I still don't think I've seen a single one of those yet.
But me either.
No. Apparently people really like them. It's 16 minutes past 9 o'clock, 30 degrees outside. You're looking at sunny skies today with a high of 48, and partly cloudy skies tomorrow with a high of 52 degrees. And when we come back, the song, the most successful female artist in music history. Stay tuned for that coming up. Everyone's home has the potential for a fire. Before you,
Tuesday of every month at the Hawk.
1985.
Wow, here it is. A message from Jim. Desperately seeking Susan. Keep the faith.
Mr. Ross Hudson has acquired immune deficiency syndrome.
Where's the money coming from, JR?
I don't like people checking up on me.
Well, that's too bad.
Remember where you are. This is Thunderdome.
1985.
And jumping right back into the Monday Morning Morale Countdown Show, I'm Diamond DJ Woody, and we are nonstop to number one. At number 8, here's the world's most successful female recording artist of all time and the top-earning female singer in the world with an estimated worth close to $500 million. I'm talking about Madonna, and she pole vaults 10 big notches to number 8 with Crazy For You.
Waiting room.
Featured in the movie Vision Quest, that's Madonna with the 8th most popular song this week back in 1985. Jared, did you know she has sold over 200 million records worldwide?
That's absolutely 200 million.
200 million.
Man, that's insane. The woman's still making headlines, though. 50 years old, and she's still out there making music with Justin Timberlake, all kinds of stuff. Great artist. You gotta love her.
Longevity.
Yeah, she knows how to make it work.
That's right. Hey, this is Diamond DJ Woody reminding you that if you are due for a fitness test, you can maximize your points by increasing your aerobic capacity and earning a faster run time or higher ergometry score. Practice makes perfect. It's our fitness tip of the week. For more information about the fitness program, contact your local unit fitness monitor. Tell them Diamond DJ Woody sent you. Now let's get back to the countdown. Rising 2 spots to number 7, here's the band Survivor and High On You. The band Survivor, originating in Chicago, Illinois, they've had only 5 top 10 hits. High On You was their 2nd. Well, 24 years ago this week, the song was the 7th most popular hit all across America.
Now we are up to the question of the week. One of our 5 listeners, Airman Taregs, wants to know why his supervisor, Sergeant Standards, failed his room during a recent dorm inspection. All that was noted was his inspection sheet was the presence of a burnt candles. Everything else was spotless. Can Sergeant Standards fail Airman Taregs for the room?
Oh, that's a great question. Thank you, Airman Taregs, for writing that in. Well, I'm sorry to inform you, but Sergeant Standards is correct. There, burnt candles, they're not allowed in dorm rooms, along with other things like weapons, pets, and cooking equipment. Just name a few things that you can't have in your room. Those things will automatically fail your room. And another thing where you'll fail your room is if you leave your door unsecure, yep, you'll fail automatically just by that one little thing.
Really? That easy?
Yeah, it's just that easy to fail a dorm room. Just like that. But I know Airman Adderegs will pick it back up and pass with flying colors once he disposes of those burnt candles. And for more information about room inspection criteria, he can contact his dorm manager, supervisor, or his first sergeant, Jared.
Now, if you have any questions, you can always just email us at afnradio@spangdahlem.af.mil. That's afnradio@spangdahlem.af.mil. Very easy address to remember.
That's right. afnradio@spangdahlem.af.mil. Hey, this is Diamond DJ Woody, and you are locked into the live Monday Morning Morale Countdown Show extravaganza. The Monday Morning Morale Countdown Show is heard each and every week on great radio stations around the world, Jared. Like the station just for you, Eiffel 105.1. Thanks for tuning in. Now let's get back to the countdown. Sliding 3 notches to number 6 is a song performed by the son of the late ex-Beatle, John Lennon. You know him as Julian Lennon. Julian was born in Liverpool, England back in April of 1964, and at the age of 20, he released his first album, Valot. The album produced 2 top 10 hits. You know he's still recording music, and his 6th album, Everything Changes, is set for release later this year. But 24 years ago this week, he was sitting at number 6 with this little song. It's called Too Late for Goodbyes.
Ever since you've been leaving me.
Too Late for Goodbyes by Julian Lennon, and that was the number 6 most popular song this week back in 1985. 31 minutes past 9 o'clock, 30 degrees outside right now, and you're looking at sunny skies today and a high of 48. Fog late tonight with a low of 36. New York exchange rate for today, courtesy of the Service Credit Union, $1 is equal to 73 euro cents, or 1 euro will cost you $1.37. When we come back, we'll play our special request on your Monday Morning Morale Countdown, so stay tuned for that after your Air Force Radio News.
From the Defense Media Activity San Antonio, this is Air Force Radio News. I'm Staff Sergeant Matthew Stanley. An Air Force F-22 yesterday, claiming the life of an Air Force
Texas.
This is Air Force Radio News.
1985.
You're a whole new generation. You're loving what they do. I put a pinky in the bones, and that's choice is up to you. Hey, you're the best generation. You're a whole new generation.
1985.
And welcome back to the Monday Morning Morale Countdown Show. I'm Diamond DJ Woody. But before we head into the top five of our show, it is now time to play this week's special request dedication. And it comes to us from Angela. And here's what Angela writes. Dear Woody, I first met my husband, Jason, back in 2002. During our first date, a song was playing on the radio. I quickly discovered that it was his favorite song. I began singing it to him on several occasions, but the most memorable time occurred here on Spangdahlem. In 2006, I went into Jason's office on our anniversary and sang the song to him in front of everyone in the office. It was one of the few times that I have seen him blush. Woody, could you please play Can't Take My Eyes Off of You for Jason? I want him to know that I love him very much and that I am proud to be his wife each and every day. Sincerely, Angela. Angela, here's your special request. Can't Take My Eyes Off of You by Frankie Valli. 42 years ago this week, way back in 1967, it was the number one song all over the USA and is a special request from Angela to her husband Jason here in Spangdahlem.
If you have any requests that you'd like to dedicate here on your Monday Morning Rail Countdown, just email us at afnradio@spangdahlem.af.mil. That's afnradio@spangdahlem.af.mil. Put special request in the subject line, and we will get that on the air for you, and your countdown rolls on.
Oh, and rising a spot is a sultry, seductive song by Tina Turner, which has become her second most popular song ever, second only to her number one smash, What's Love Got to Do with It? 24 years ago this week, she was at number 5 with Private Dancer.
Well, the men come in these places.
Her birth name is Anna Mae Bullock, but you know her better as Tina Turner. She had the 5th biggest hit all over the USA 24 years ago this week. I'm Master Sergeant Deshaun Woods, Diamond DJ Woody, First Sergeant from the Component Maintenance Squadron, presenting you with your Monday Morning Morale Countdown Show. Thanks for tuning in.
And I'd like to remind everyone to check out tricare.mil/Europe. It's our website of the week, and for answers on all of your TRICARE healthcare benefits and coverage, check out tricare.mil/Europe. It's got something for everyone. Now back to our Monday Morning Morale Countdown Show. We're just 4 hits away from the biggest songs in the USA 24 years ago this week.
Oh, Jared, here's a hot one. Rising a notch, this is Tina Marie. She was at number 4 with Lover Girl. That's Tina Marie's first and only top 10 hit ever, the 4th most popular song all over America 24 years ago this week. This is Diamond DJ Woody playing the biggest hits on the planet as we head straight towards number 1. But before we play the 3rd biggest song of the week back in 1985, Jared, let's run down some of the entertainment news of the week.
Well, back in 1985 this week, Hulk Hogan and Mr. T, two of the biggest fighters, were actually promoting an upcoming WrestleMania on TV shows everywhere, and they even went on Saturday Night Live to do it.
Over at the supermarket, you could get a dozen eggs for 80 cents, and a gallon of milk would run you $2.26.
Man, over at the post office, a first-class stamp only cost you about 20 cents.
Across the street at the pump, you were paying $1.20 for a gallon of gas.
While cruising down Wall Street, the Dow was at 1,300.
And over in New York, the bestseller on the book chart was Family Album by Daniel Steele.
And people all over the states were watching on TV The Woman in Red, Star Trek III, The Search for Spock, and Police Academy on VHS. And, you know, I think I still have a VCR up in my attic somewhere, but I don't think it works anymore.
I can't find the cords to mine.
Well, coming up, we're going to continue with your Monday Morning Morale Countdown, so stay tuned for that with me and Diamond DJ Woody.
And up and...
We'll get the word out.
1985.
Say congratulations.
Congratulations.
Say, I can't believe you did it, David.
I can't believe you did it, David.
Maddie, look at me. Do you know what I did tonight?
No, but whatever it was, you should have showered first. You smell awful.
1985.
And welcome back to the Monday Morning Morale Countdown Show. I'm Diamond DJ Woody. We're just 2 hits away from the number 1 song in the USA 24 years ago this week. The song at number 3 has a very unique history to it. Radio stations around the world dropped their programming for a simultaneous Good Friday airing of it, aimed at helping African famine relief efforts. Even MTV played the clip at the same time. Over in Air Force One, President Reagan requested to hear the song as it played on the radio. Reagan had never heard the song before, but he was moved as he listened to it. More than 5,000 radio stations participated and played the song exactly at 10:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. In any city, all around America, you could run the radio dial up and down and hear this song. Recorded by United Support of Artists for Africa, better known as USA for Africa, after the recent 1985 American Music Award show, this song eventually went on to net an estimated $80 million for the relief fund. The song shot straight to number 1 in just 4 short weeks on the countdown, and stayed there for a month, becoming the biggest selling single of the 1980s. Rising 7 notches to number 3 in its 3rd week on this chart, here is that song, USA for Africa's We Are the World. That's USA for Africa with We Are the World. 24 years ago this week, the song rose 7 notches to number 3. The song won multiple awards to include Record of the Year for 1985. Our Countdown Skipper Award goes to Phil Collins this week. He was at number 2 for a second big week with One More Night. And that means we are up to the biggest hit in the USA this week back in 1985. The song that tops our chart this week is the second single in our countdown by the most successful female recording artist in the history of the charts. Back at number 8, we heard Crazy for You. We're talking about Madonna. And 24 years ago this week, she was spending her second big week at number 1. Here's the Material Girl herself with Material Girl. Material Girl by Madonna. 24 years ago this week, way back in 1985, it was the most popular song all over the USA. And there you have it, the 10 biggest hits this week back in 1985. The Monday Morning Morale Countdown Show is a Diamond First production, courtesy of the 52nd Fighter Wing's First Sergeant's Council. I'm Diamond DJ Woody, also known as Master Sergeant Deshaun Woods, First Sergeant for the Component Maintenance Squadron. I hope you enjoyed the trip back in time. Next week, we will unveil our Spring Break Special. We will play the 10 hottest hits of the entire year just gone by. I'm talking about 2008. It's a Monday Morning Morale Countdown show you just can't miss. If you have questions or comments about the show or would like us to play a special request, contact us at afnradio@spangdahlem.af.mil. That's afnradio@spangdahlem.af.mil. Listen next week for our special request segment. Until then, this is Diamond DJ Woody reminding you to have integrity first, service before self, and excellence in all you do.
9:59 here on your iPhone in the morning show. 36 degrees out, and you're looking at a beautiful day today with a high of 48. I hope you enjoyed the music this morning just as much as I did. And don't forget to tune in this afternoon at 3 o'clock as Staff Sergeant Lanika Banks continues to play the music you love on your 105 drive. Hope you all have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
AP Radio News. I'm Brian Thomas. The White House says GM and Chrysler did not pass muster with their restructuring plans. Correspondent Tom Krischer is in Detroit.
They've had some tough talk, but this time they're...